Sports management?
Oh, I thought you said horse management.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the To-Do List, Season 3, Episode 7. Today's episode, we're going over the differences between business majors and STEM majors. So we have two special guests. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves and tell us your major?
It's Nicole. I'm back for round four.
Why did we invite her back?
Who knows?
I'm an accounting and management information systems major. Dual major, baby.
I didn't even hear what you said. Say that again.
Oh yeah, we didn't get that.
Accounting and management information systems.
People got to click off right away.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm Aiden. Last time you saw me, over a year ago, season one finale. Good to be back. I'm a finance major with a management information systems minor.
These two are business. The rest of us are all STEM, so you guys want to introduce your major?
Yeah. So I'm a chemical engineer, and yeah, that's about it. But I don't know what else there is to say about it. Like, objectively, one of the hardest majors at UD. Like, what else is there to say?
That, exactly.
That's pretty much it. Adam? Fair.
I am an exercise science major.
Again.
Well, see, not officially, but for all intents and purposes, yes.
Word. Okay, and I'm a computer engineering major at the moment until I switch to electrical engineering after this semester. So STEM, if anyone's not familiar, STEM, sometimes known as STEAM, but that's the whacker version of it, stands for...
I'm funny when he calls it STEAM, bro.
No, bro. Who puts art in there? Art people, bro. Art. Listen. Okay, so STEM stands for science, science, technology, engineering, and math. So, and then art, if you're... No, art's not in it. Okay.
Art's not it. It's not okay.
So, a technicality here. Nicole is technically a STEM major, if we think about it. Because accounting equals math, last time
I checked. So ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
Possibly.
Does this mean I'm out of the business bracket then?
No, you're still in there because we don't want you over here. But you're kind of like a swing state. You're like, you're on the fence.
Are we calling finance that too? Because that is a bit of math.
Yeah, finance can be too.
All right, so technically you're both swing states, but stay in your business college.
Yeah,
we'll stay on our lane for now.
Learner still wants you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro. We don't even have a college if you think about it. Actually, we have no.
I got a college.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Adam's got one. Yeah.
Health sciences, baby. My orange T-shirt.
Wait, is there actually... you got a name associated with that or no?
The College of Health Sciences.
Very good name.
I see.
We got like the Alfred Lerner College of Business. Like,
I see what you're saying.
Isn't it just the College of Engineering?
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't have a fancy name in front of it.
You guys can name it like...
One. It doesn't need one.
Shout out, Alfred.
The Clausing Mensch College of... Never mind.
Yeah, we're dragging it.
Yeah, I'm like over three already. Episode just started.
All right, so like, I don't know. I'm definitely thinking that like labs and work, the workload, it's gotta be a large difference. I don't want to come in here and like slaughter you guys, but
nah, I did kind of kind of come in saying... Prepared for.
Bro, you came in with a machete at us. What the fucking lab?
Yeah, bro. What do you mean? You can't say my labs are not harder than your essays or PowerPoints or whatever else you guys need to do with business. Like,
what do you guys do for work?
What do you guys even do? Because I know I do labs, and I know Ethan does labs, and Adam's done labs. But like, what do you guys do?
Hey, I had to take a natural science lab. I took geology 110 with a lab. Thank you very much. I got that out of the way.
Aiden, I'm not sure that defends your stance here very strongly.
Hey, it was my lab requirement.
Isn't that called Rocks for Jocks?
Yes.
No, that is 106. I took 110. Oh, thank you very much.
One step up in the world. Okay. Okay.
Nicole, you were very offended by Jason's comment, so I would like to hear your thoughts.
Bold of you to assume that I write essays, Jason.
I said PowerPoints or whatever else you guys need to do. I don't know.
I've written one essay my entire college career, and it was for my colloquium. I haven't written a single business essay.
Not even for English 110?
Okay, yeah, in English.
Okay.
Yeah. So no, I haven't written a single business essay.
Yeah, what do you guys do for work then?
Well, like, it depends on what your major is. So like mine is mainly focused on like Excel spreadsheets and like SQL, Microsoft Access. Like, I don't know. Cause it's more of like my second major is more computer science-y based.
Right. Yeah, same here. Because the big thing here also with the business college, I don't know if it's similar at other colleges, but like for us, like the first 2 years you're a business major, like you're hardly taking something that actually is involved with your major. Like this is the very first semester I've actually taken like a legitimate finance class. So like I've taken like econ and accounting and MISI and everything else and like BUAD.
So like all those general stuff that you're trying to get in?
Yeah, like, cause I mean, I've honestly like figured out more what I don't like about business than what I do, which like obviously isn't a bad thing, but it's not like fantastic either. So like once I'll be a junior, like that's when all like my actual finance classes start kicking in, and with my minor too.
I mean, mine started kicking in freshman year. I started taking accounting my freshman year, but it really depends on your major. So like some, I guess like finance don't start like their actual core classes until sophomore, junior. But like with accounting, you have to start it earlier because you have to hit 150 credits in order to take an exam.
Right. I mean, yeah, like my first accounting class was freshman year too. So I think it's because just kind of how, because a lot of the like first 2-3 semesters for business kids are pretty similar no matter what your business major is. And like, I know like freshman fall, I had an accounting class that I'm sure Nicole did too. So like she had her major stuff first, and that's just kind of the way it works. Like with your intro to finance class doesn't start until you're a sophomore.
Oh yeah, every business major has to take accounting 207 and 208.
Right, yeah.
Is that because accounting's easy or what?
It's because it's the base of all.
It's the basics.
Okay.
The basics, Jason.
The basics, it's the basics.
I mean, that makes sense though. Like I can't wait to get to next semester because I can actually do things that are interesting. Like I'm tired of doing prereqs.
I mean, that's kind of how it is for me too, but it's a lot more like rigid because like I know I'm going to have to take these chemical engineering classes that are just, they're like required chemical engineering classes that no one else takes. So yeah.
Only
first semester was the one that I like got to actually do random stuff, but I'm slowly starting to get into stuff that like I actually want to do, which is kind of cool.
Taking engineering classes, like since me and Jason are like the true engineers here, the restrictions that you have on the first 2 years blow. Like these classes are so boring.
Literally first semester fall, we didn't get to pick anything. It's not like it was nothing we could pick. Like yeah, you got to pick whatever E110 you're interested in. But like, I couldn't pick like, oh, I want to take this class and this class. Like, literally nothing. We had a bunch of prereqs we needed to knock out of the way. And same with spring. So like, freshman year was just totally chopped in terms of classes. Like,
thanks.
So like, if you wanted to pick something, would you have had to bump up to like 18 credits or was it?
Yeah. Like, there's like a whole list thing and they told us exactly what classes you need to take and when.
And it's pulled up the spiral notebook.
They gave
every single engineer this the day we walked into class, new student orientation engineering, and then they gave it to us and said, find your major on this, and that's going to be your schedule for the next 4 years.
Yeah, it's pretty much a map until, like, depending on how you are, like, with your breaths, like, if you're ahead or not, you either open up and start taking actual, like, electives and stuff, either fall junior year or spring junior year.
Yeah,
I got a lot of space in my schedule.
Dude, I think that's better that way.
I prefer that.
Usually go down the path that you want to take. You can differentiate how you want to your career to unfold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's like, obviously it's all exercise science leads itself pretty much directly to PT. I would say there a very high percentage of exercise science goes right to PT. But there's like a lot of elective credit in there just to like you said, I mean, you can to add a minor to, you know, pick fun things that you want to do to kind of, you know, make it to like, they give you like suggested electives that kind of, you know, round out your, make you well-rounded or whatnot, but
they give you a lot. I think we might have an issue here.
Oh no.
we're gonna have to move them actually into the STEM category, because there's an information systems curriculum in our engineering handbook, and it's here.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole did bring up, she does a good amount of computer science-esque work.
Python.
Yeah, I mean, I do too because of my minor. Like, same with Nicole. Like, I've used SQL, Tableau, R, Access, like all that stuff. Like, not nearly to the extent of like computer engineers and computer science people do, but like we have to learn the basics.
Dude, trust me, I don't do that much stuff. We learn C, C++, and Python, and that's about it. I would love to learn R because I think statistical analysis is dope.
R is so good. I love using R.
I hated that one.
It's so easy. That's why I just like it because it's really easy to use.
It's useful.
I heard a bunch of people how to use it for chem my freshman year, and they were just not having it. So, I think thanks. Yeah, I think it was 120 that had to do it. It's definitely not a chemies.
Yeah, Adam's the only one out of us that has never touched a piece of code in his life.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you where to begin.
Dude, listen, it's better that way, I think.
It probably is better that way, but I'm about to get a minor in computer engineering and not even take a computer engineering course.
Hell yeah.
Like,
the way they set it up is so cheese.
It really is. Because they combined electrical and computer engineering minors into one thing. So I can take either an electrical engineering class or a computer engineering class and get the same minor. So I'm going to take four electrical engineering classes.
They're just handing out the minor at that point. Like, that you're not actually getting a minor in.
Dude, it's gift wrapped. It's gift wrapped.
I'm trying to get two minors, so that's going to be one of them.
Accounting, you don't have any electives that you can take that like you can choose. So that's like pretty rigid. But then for MIS, I have two electives that I can take that I can choose out of the course of 4 years, and you don't take them. And like,
I mean, like technical electives or like breadth requirements?
Technical electives.
Okay.
Yeah. So like accounting, like everything's laid out. Like these are the classes you have to take. There's no electives that you can take for accounting, but there is like one. But it's like you can either take like a volunteer tax class over the winter, or you have an accounting internship, and then that's like your elective.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about a tax class.
You get credits for doing an internship?
Well, yeah, because it's technically our discovery learning experience.
Damn, bro. They be gifting out credits to y'all.
So speaking of like internships, it got me wondering, because I know, Nicole, I was talking to you like a couple weeks ago. You were having a whole bunch of like interviews, right?
Yes.
So I would like you two to speak a little bit upon your view and what you guys have to do for internships. Nope, not internships, interviews.
On for interviews?
Yeah. Cause like coming from my perspective, right? I know you're like, yeah, like sophomore, you have to, you know, get your, you had to get like your headshots last year, and you have
all
to,
I remember is Nicole walking to the, she was wearing like a whole business suit last year in the dorms, and I was like, yo, what
exactly,
is going on?
Like full already getting into the workforce type deal. Like, I don't have any experience with that.
I mean, I would say that our school does like a really good job of prepping, like,
yeah, definitely
the students of like going into like the real world and like setting yourself up like to get a job your freshman year. So like your intro class freshman year, it was an assignment that you needed to create a resume, you needed to create a LinkedIn profile, and you needed like at least like 10 connections or something like that.
Y'all trying to get me a LinkedIn though, because I still need one.
That makes sense though. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that was like the intro requirement for everyone's intro business class. Like, they set you up to succeed like fast.
I would so much rather take that intro class instead of E110.
Yeah, like that makes sense.
That would help me out.
Yeah.
Compared to just knowing how to write a paper about food.
Yeah. Well, that was a replacement for everyone's UNIV 101 class. That's what we took.
Okay.
Damn, they replaced ours with the stupid engineering class that no one cared about.
E-triple-G?
E-triple-G was so bad.
Yeah. Hearing that shit was terrible.
Those were like assignments, but the actual class was like based on the majors. So honestly, like, the assignments were only the benefit of that class. Actually being in that class was completely useless.
Oh, if you
knew what you wanted to be.
It was meant for undeclared majors.
Yeah, so like if I was business undecided, that would be a class I would take because they go over what each major actually does. But for someone that like me, like that knew what they wanted to do, I was like, I'm literally wasting my time here.
Yeah,
I'd agree.
It was a joke, but still.
I'd agree with that in terms of E-triple-G. Would you agree with that, Ethan? Like,
yeah, because they literally just went over the different types of engineering. Bro, yeah. They talked about computer engineering for all of 5 seconds.
It's because right. Buckley and Enzer were teaching it, and they're both a mechanical and chemical engineering. Yeah, so they spent all their time.
Is the two, I would say, largest probably the two largest ones easily.
Yeah, they spent half the semester doing mechanical engineering and then half the semester doing chemical engineering. And then, like, maybe, like, 30 minutes before class, they'd have this presenter come present for 10 minutes about, like, one of the engineerings that existed every other week.
Yeah. Kind of whack. When you guys saw me, like, in the suits and stuff, so for presentations, it was required that we need to show up in business professional attire. So there's two different types of, like, attire that you can wear to work or whatever. It's business casual and business professional. Business professional, you're in your suit, like, skirt if you're a girl, pants if you're a dude, whatever. And then business casual is like maybe some colored khakis, like a nice like button down, like just like there's a big difference, but that was always for presentations. And then for the headshots, that was more of like it was kind of optional to get your headshot. I just didn't want to put my senior class photo as my LinkedIn profile.
Nicole just wanted some, whoops, some I photo did that. Shoot time.
She just added my LinkedIn.
Like they say it's okay. I was just like, oh, like I think it's just a little more professional to get them done, especially because our school offered so many free opportunities to just go get it professionally done.
That's blessed.
Is that only for business majors, or can I go do that like now?
I think it's
business people. I'm pretty sure
that's kind of lame. They should be helping out everyone.
Hey,
Jason, I'll take your headshots, bro. Don't worry.
All right, bet Ethan is pretty good at that.
Yo, Ethan, you'll have a hold it. You should hold a photo shoot for Sam.
Dude, I will. I'll charge $5 a headshot.
Dude, even charge like $1 and you'll make bank. Like, that's like useful to have.
Okay, but $1 versus $5, like, no one's really going to be like, that's too big of a difference.
All right, but back to the topic of interviews in general. When interviewing for like a job or an internship, what do you guys go through?
So for accounting, there's the top four accounting firms in the country. There's PwC, KPMG, EY, and Deloitte. So our school really pushes the business kids to really go towards those firms just because like they pay the most, they're the best, like, you know. So you start in accounting your sophomore year, and the first, like, they prep you freshman and sophomore year by going to events that's like networking stuff, and you like meet with all these companies and you kind of just like get to know each one's, and you kind of like get a feel for like how their company works and like the people that work there. So you're like, oh, I would actually like to work with these people because they're really nice in this office, or like, I like the values in this one. So you kind of get a feel like your freshman and sophomore year. But then once you hit your sophomore year, you start applying like online through the websites or whatever, or you could do it through Handshake. I don't really use Handshake though, just because sometimes it's a little bit wrong. I don't know. But then, so once you apply, you then get an email like with your confirmation or whatever. And then probably like a week or two later, they might send you like Pymetrics, which is basically like games. So if your resume like got selected through like AI or whatever, you have to complete like a series of games, which is like brain games.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's also really stupid.
Well, it also, I can't remember why like they did it, but they have like a valid reason for doing it.
They're sending you IQ tests to see if you're a competent human being or not.
They are.
I think it was also like to get rid of like bots or something. I don't know. And then
the bots.
The bots who got past the interview test already.
Ethan knows the bots all too well.
And
then after, if you get selected again for an actual interview, there's one of two things that can happen. So for one of the companies I applied for, it was a virtual interview where it was recorded. So I had to like sit in front of my computer screen in my like clothes. And since it was online, I only did like top half, you know, like wearing sweatpants on the bottom, because, you know, business professional. So, and like there's a question on the screen and you have 2 minutes to record your answer. And sometimes it's hard to like wrap everything up in like 2 minutes about your life, but there's like 6 questions, 2 minutes each. You only get 2 tries. So if you screw up on the first one, you have to like hope and pray that you did really good on the next one. And then you submit that. And then you get, if you get selected again for like further hiring, then it's a live interview. And then you have to wait 1 to 2 weeks to even know if you got the position.
But then some of them, it's just one day of interviews. It's like one 30-minute one, 10-minute break, another 30-minute one. Boom, you're done. In 2 weeks, you'll know if you got the job or not.
Yeah, I mean, my whole situation has been completely different than Nicole's. I mean, as you guys can probably tell, she's a big business girl, getting all these interviews and stuff. So she's been busy. I mean, for me personally, like the whole like event thing that she was talking about at the beginning, like that's kind of a really general business thing. Like that's like we're required to go to four events our freshman year for that intro class, and that whole like career fair being one of them. And the whole thing that they're really stressed about for us, like as freshmen, is like you're really not going to get picked to like land an interview or something like that. That first year, it's just kind of more like Nicole said, to just get your foot in the door and just kind of see what the whole vibe is with the whole like professional world. But in terms of like interviews and internships, like for me, like all the people that I have interviewed with, I actually like know personally, just because of a bunch of the hometown connections that I have through myself or my dad. So my whole, like all the interviews and internship stuff that I've done has been far more casual than Nicole's has been, simply just because I know every single person that I've been interviewing for on a personal level. But I know that everything that Nicole's talked about is super accurate. It's a long, super competitive process, especially here. Just because they stress so hard just to kind of like push yourself to like as to do as much as you can, just kind of with the whole LinkedIn profile and making a really strong resume. Because I mean, I know like when I was a freshman, just seeing all these like juniors and seniors, especially like just for the big four that Nicole was talking about, the line to like just hand in the resume and talk to the guy for like 30 seconds was out the door, like just those four alone. Because I mean, the whole process is really, really competitive, obviously. But yeah.
See, that's damn, like drastically different from my interviewing experience. And I literally just had like an interview like last month for this chemical and engineering internship that I got. And I didn't even like, I heard about it through one of my friends, and I kind of was just like, all right, yeah, I'll send in my resume. I doctored up my resume, sent it in, heard back with him through email in like a day. And then I did an interview on Zoom for like 15 minutes. And then they said, hey, do you want to do another interview in like a couple days? And then I did the interview again, and then they offered me the job, and it was like, that's cool. Like, that was it. It was 15 minutes, two interviews, and I was done.
No, it's very different, like in different majors. So my brother is, maybe computer networking major. I don't really know. And it was very much like, go find your own interviews or like your own jobs. Like the school doesn't really help you as much, and they don't like really guide you, I would say. And like what companies to work for, like how to do certain things. It's just very much like, here's your degree, go and run with it.
Jason, I don't know if it's the same for you, and Adam, I don't know if it's the same for you either, but all my professors, like when they go through lectures, they'll bring up a topic and they'll always say employers use this as an interview question. Like there'll be like, we're talking about a computer science class. This one way you code this will be an interview question. If they ask you how to do that and you don't know how to do that, you're out the door. Like,
bro, everything is like, that's wild.
Like there's like a set list of interview questions, quote unquote, for each type of job that you go for, whether that
code insertion like, short in 30 seconds or you're gone. Dude,
it will be something like that. They will say, how do you code this data structure? And if you don't know how to do that, you're tight, bro. They do that for electrical too. And I feel like they would do it to an extent, chemical, if you're going for like a job, I feel.
We'll see.
Depending on what sector, I guess.
Yeah.
Like if something is like really needed for that.
And I mean, most of the time it's just like process design and stuff. So I don't know if it'll require a bunch of computer stuff.
And then Adam, I don't know if they're telling you to name all the bones in the leg. But if they do, are you ready? That's my question to you.
I feel like, I don't know. It's actually kind of interesting. I feel like it's almost like in a very broad sense, it's almost in between what you were explaining. Like obviously, I want to be a physical therapist, so that's, you know, technical, and you know, you have to obviously know your science and know the body and whatnot, but there's
hip
also
bone connects to the leg bone, that's how I feel about it.
but it's also like heavy on like talking to people, you know, there's that relationship component, so it's kind of interesting. I feel like it's, like I said, in a very broad sense, it's almost a combo of what you two were talking about. There's the technical side, and there's also the, you know, personable side, where you have to be able to like Nicole said, you know, there's networking and having that bedside manner and things like that.
Yeah, ours is really heavy on like how you can talk to a person and if you can talk to them about random things.
All right, so if you guys had to change your major from business to STEM, and us is going to be STEM to business, what would you pick? I'm going to go with finance.
I already got mine, bro.
All right, then go.
Chemical engineering.
Force management.
What did you just say?
Huh?
What did you just say?
Me?
Yeah.
Force management?
Oh, I thought you said horse management.
All right, Ethan, you got one?
I'd go accounting.
Aiden?
I would go like forensics into that area.
All right, that works. Kinda cool.